Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live recording on how to stay positive in a negative world was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I tell you, one of the most foundational things that you just cannot get around is that you are going to have to let the Word of God dominate your life. In the midst of all of these instructions, he says, this book of the law. And at this time, there was only the five books, the first five books of the Bible written. But now we have the entire Bible. I believe that we can say it this way, that the Word of God is going to have to, you are going to have to meditate in it day and night. You know, that just about leaves no time for anything else. If you're meditating in the Word day and night, then you are going to have to be dominated and controlled by the Word of God, is what he's saying. You could say it this way, that if you want to overcome the negativeness of this world, I believe that it can only be done through having a strong relationship with Jesus. This is one of the things that I teach in our school over and over. Everything that we teach, it all comes back to relationship. I teach them on how to last in ministry. And I've got about 5 or 6 pages of notes. But you know what? I tell them, the first thing is have a strong relationship with God. And if you had a strong relationship with God, you can throw the rest of the notes away. Because God will teach you what you need to know. But, you know, here's some things that you need to do. You need to associate with other people. And I talk about other things. But really, relationship with God is the number one thing that keeps you on track. When we talk about ministering healing to other people, the scripture says Jesus was moved with compassion. You can't give away what you don't have. And if you don't have the compassion of God flowing in you, you will never be able to minister healing to other people. So your relationship with God is really the number one thing that will release the supernatural power of God. And you could just go on through. In finances, the number one thing that causes prosperity to work is when you really know the Lord and you trust Him. And you trust Him so much that when He says, give me 10%, you say, sure. You trust Him. It comes on a relationship. It's like a little kid. You know, we've been watching our granddaughter play in the swimming pool. And you see kids that, you know, the parent says, jump and I'll catch you. And the kid's reaction, the first reaction is, I don't want to jump. What if you don't catch me? But that kid will trust their parent and they'll go ahead and jump because they trust the parent. You know why you take the step of faith and go ahead and give? It's because you trust that promise. And let me just turn around and say it this way. That if you aren't giving and you say, oh, well, I trust God with all of my heart, but you don't understand, we're in an economic crisis and a recession and I can't give. I need this money. You can say that however you want to, but what you're really saying is, I can't trust God. Thank you for that thunderous silence. I know some of you, you're condemned by that. I don't mean to condemn you. I mean it to open up your eyes, but that's the bottom line. You know, if I had the resources and if I said, I promise every person, if you put $10 in the offering, you come up here and I'll give you $100. If I had the resources to tell you and give you my word that I would do that, you would be absolutely stupid not to give. I don't care if you needed that $10. It would be to your advantage to punch your neighbor and say, hey, give me $10 and I'll pay you back $15 right after I get that $100 from him. It'd be to your advantage to do whatever. If you really believe that what I said was true, you would give. If you really believe that God says, when you give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. If you truly believe that, you would give. If you aren't giving because you say, but I'm in a financial crunch and I need it, you can say it any way you want to, but the bottom line is you do not trust the Word of God. Thank you for that one amen. Maybe if I just say this over 100 times, I could maybe get a few more amens out of it. But that's the truth. And I know some of you, no, you don't understand. No, it's the truth. If you really believed God, you would do what He said. The kid that won't jump Because, of course, they're naturally afraid of going under the water, but the parent has said, I'll catch you. If they don't jump, you can say what you want to, but that kid does not trust their parent's word. That's just the way that it is. You can't have a relationship with God if you don't trust what He said. Some people don't connect these dots, but from my perspective, you cannot truly have a strong relationship with God without having a strong relationship with the Word of God. This is how He reveals Himself to us. And this is the reason that what He's saying, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, be not dismayed. Right in the very midst of it, He says, don't forget the book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night. Day and night. I know that there's people sitting right here in this room who say, oh, I love God with all of my heart. But you don't meditate in the Word day and night, which is what He commanded us to do. And it says, then, when you've meditated in the Word day and night, then means after you've done what He said, you will make your way prosperous. I bet you that there's people here, I've met people that came from nearly every state in the United States at this meeting that came, and you're wanting to receive, you're needing a miracle touch from God, you're wanting something, and you will go to great lengths to travel, to have someone pray for you. But do you spend time in the Word day and night? Some of you do, but there's a lot of people in here that are wanting this prosperity. You're wanting whatever you do to prosper, but you aren't doing what it says causes that prosperity. You know, if you've watched my television programs this week, I'm teaching on what I call a sure foundation. And one of the points that I've made that the Lord used a seed to illustrate how the Word of God works. The Word of God is like a seed in the sense that in this natural world, every living thing that exists in the world operates off of seeds. Grass, plants, trees, animals, people, everything comes from a seed. You don't have anything that's alive that didn't have a seed. And likewise, every good thing that God does in His kingdom comes from a seed. And Mark chapter 4, I believe it's verse 14, says the sower sows the Word. He's talking about that the Word is a seed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says you are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. The Word of God is a seed. You would think a person crazy who just prayed over ground and prayed that they'd have tomatoes but never sowed a seed for it. It doesn't matter if you water it, if you fertilize it. If you didn't plant tomatoes, you won't get tomatoes unless you go to the store and buy those tomatoes from somebody else who planted a seed. All tomatoes that exist came from a seed. All people that exist came from a seed. And in the spiritual realm, every healing, every miracle, everything that God does comes from a seed, the Word of God. The Word of God is an incorruptible seed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that word that is used for seed is the Greek word spora, which is where we get a spore from, a seed that makes a plant. And that word spora comes from the word sperma, where we get the word sperm from. It's talking about that in the same way that you can't have children. The stork doesn't bring children. I'm not going to explain this. If you have a problem, ask somebody next to you. But the stork doesn't bring children. You got to plant a seed. And if a woman was saying, I've actually had women come forward before and say, would you please pray for me that I'll get pregnant? And I remember one time I was just getting ready to lay hands on this woman. And I said, are you married? And she said, no. And I said, I'm not praying for you, praise God. I said, either you're going to have to commit sin to get pregnant, or you aren't going to have a virgin birth. There was only one of those, and you aren't going to be the second one. But you don't get pregnant by prayer. I've prayed with thousands of people who have had children and conceived. And I've got hundreds and hundreds of little kids named Andrew all over the world because I've prayed with them. I remember in Northern Ireland, I prayed with one woman and I gave her a prophecy. I said, the next time I see you, you're going to be pregnant. And I came back the next year and she had done a pregnancy test every month and she hadn't gotten pregnant. And on the way to the meeting that night, she says, we are stopping by the hospital and I'm getting a pregnancy test because he said the next time I saw him, I'd be pregnant. And she got a pregnancy test and she was pregnant that night and came and gave me the results and they named their kid after me. So I've prayed with lots of people and I've seen God do miracles and people have children. But you know what? I tell them every time after I pray for you, I said, now, look, I believe God's performed a miracle and I believe you're healed. But this isn't going to be a virgin birth. You got a part to play. Amen. I said, act on the word. Faith without works is dead. And they all willingly agree. Amen. But my point is, if you want a child, we would think a woman silly to pray and say, God, how aren't I having children? And yet you never planted a seed. Everything operates off of a seed. You aren't going to experience the miraculous power of God if you don't take a seed. And this is a book full of seeds. Every one of these things is a seed that will counter the negativism that's in this world. It'll counter the doubt and the unbelief. When you get to where you know this better than you know the news broadcast and better than you know the sports score and who's ahead in this and that and all of these kind of things, when you get to where the Word of God dominates your life, it will give you the ability to reject all of this unbelief and negativism of the world. And it'll build you up and it'll give you faith.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT25 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to introduce to you a brand new feature that we have, and that's our online Charis Bible College School. We have about 15 different locations around the world where we have Charis Bible College Schools. We've had correspondence where you send in and get CDs and have tests that you send in and they get graded. But now we've started an online Bible school where you can actually sign up with other people, go through the classes. It's a structured thing, and yet it's flexible enough that you can make it according to your schedule. Wherever you are, you can get on this, and you have a facilitator that comes on and interacts with you, and it's the next best thing to being in one of our Charis Bible Colleges. I think it'll be a blessing to you, so check it out. You can call 719-635-1111, or you can go to our website, awmi.net.